Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on the South of Heaven Network. And what a blessing it is to be here with you for the premiere broadcast of Ephraim's Offering. And I'm excited to be with you on the third day of October. As we celebrate the fall feast, yes, and I'm excited to bring to you the first message. Glory be to God, the introduction, the preview message for this offering. And today's offering and broadcast is being brought to you by the Knights of Christ Paternal Orders. Yes, yes, yes. And I tell you, I'm so excited about the Knights of Christ. It's truly a blessing the Lord gave me, the Knights of Christ, because as I've shared with you in previous broadcasts, when I first came to Christ, He led me to men. He led me to men, and it's a blessing to be able to know how to minister to men and understanding their place and to celebrate them. Glory be to God. Celebrate who they are, who was created in God's image and His likeness. And I tell you, I'm excited to bring this broadcast to you, because this message, glory be to God, which I'm just like bursting to minister to you, speaks to that, amen, and that there are many righteous men in the earth realm, amen, godly men. And I tell you, I pray for my brothers in Christ. I pray for those who are in leadership and fathers and brothers, and I hope you are as well. But before I go any further, I want to just touch on the prayers that I've been praying, and I'm sure you have as well, for those who lost their lives in that tragic evil attack. And I did put something on my Facebook page yesterday regarding that, because it really stirred up some things that I understand, you know, there's no condemnation, you know, for the person who did this. You just have to pray and pray that God will heal those who were affected by it. But I just wanted to touch on the Facebook post that I put up yesterday, because truly we need not just prayer, but we need to continue to watch and pray and be proactive and understanding those who are in our among us, live among us, and asking God to really show us what's really going beyond, or He will just show us. We don't have to ask; He'll show it to us. And that's one thing I love about the Holy Spirit, that He will bring things to our attention that cannot be seen with the natural eye. And I tell you, that's the work of Satan, is to hide, is to go undetected. when he's trying to do his mess, and his minions are advancing the kingdom of darkness. And so I just wanted to touch on that because I wanted to bring it to you, those condolences, and share a word from Lisa Marie's therapeutic sessions about identify those who manifest those sociopathic behaviors and those traits, and especially those who deliberately hide them, and knowing that there's something amiss and wrong and will not get the help, and those things are brewing within them, and oftentimes it's deliberate. It's deliberately cloaked, as I shared with you on the post yesterday, in ideology or wrong spirituality and wrong beliefs. And it's sad that that people have to lose their life. And I certainly experienced this on a spiritual level, amen, because ultimately the enemy wants to take our life in some form. He doesn't want good and God and Christ and life to be manifested in the world, in our life. And so that's why I so love Christ, because he came to give us a new life. He gave his life in exchange for ours. And so my prayers are continuing to go out to those who lost their life, and even to the family of the person who did this. And may God comfort their hearts as well. But I'm excited to be here today with this message, because I'm still kind of praising God for the roast that I've been on regarding the losers of Christ. And I tell you, I don't want to be a loser of Christ. I really don't. And that's what Lucifer is. His minions are. They are losers. And I have so much to say in this broadcast. And one thing that I want to do before I get into the message is share some things with you that I've had in my womb. Because a lot of times the Lord gives me things, and I hold them, and I keep them there. And so I want to take this opportunity in this time to kind of just release this word that the Lord gave me. And it's really one that we really need to meditate upon and examine ourselves with. And one of the things he was saying to me when he put this in my spirit was when he was speaking to the disciples, and he said that, woe, warn to him who's angry with his brother without cause. And there's so many people who are angry with other human beings, other people, and they don't have just cause to be. And the thing that I so love about being a believer in Jesus Christ is that he said, if your brother offend thee, go to that brother, him alone, and resolve the issue. And the danger is when you are angry with someone and you don't have just cause to be angry. And the word of God says, be angry, but sin not. The sin that results from anger is the problem. And that's what he was saying to me, that he that's angry without his brother is in danger of hell fire. So I really want to release that to you and let you know that if you are angry with anybody, amen, or are in debate or manifesting strife, which brings forth contention, brings forth division, this is a woe to you. A woe. And the Lord told me to say it just like that. Doesn't know, warn to you. You are in danger of hell fire, because we all have a right to our opinion. We all have the right to believe what we want to believe as human beings, being citizens of the United States of America, having our religious freedoms. It's okay. You know, we have a right to our opinions, but to actually go to the place where you are disrespecting, violating another person's space and rights, that's a problem. Amen. And you're angry, and you're bringing division among people with the intent to sow those seeds of discord. And I tell you, that word is right in line with what I'm going to be preaching on today. Hallelujah, because that preaching to me is just on fire. And so that woe is to those who sow those seeds of discord, and which is not surprising, which is to be expected of those who are of their father, the devil, because he said, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, and of his works will you do. So I wanted to just say that and release that, because the thing that I so love about the Lord, him being the new Adam, hallelujah, giving us a new identity, a new life, is that he did it as a man. Hallelujah. He did it as a man. God coming down, Father God putting his seed in the woman and being birthed in the earth realm in the likeness of man. Amen. But yet without sin. And so I praise and thank the Lord for being the perfect sacrifice, being the one and the true answer, amen, for us to experience life, amen, and be a new creature in Christ. And also our Blessed Mother, because our Blessed Mother was the one who was chosen, hallelujah, to bring forth the Messiah, hallelujah. And I tell you, it was her seed, it was her yes, glory be to God, that broke, amen, and bruised the heel and head of Satan, amen, her yes. Amen. And so I'm excited about that today, and I'm excited about what I'm going to be ministering to you on today, as it relates to the decree of the Lord. Hallelujah. The decree of the Lord, because he said that if we decree a thing, he'll bring it to pass. And as I share with you, this is a new dominion. It is here. I'm seeing it unfold in the earth realm, despite what's happening. And he said that we'll decree a thing, he'll bring it to pass. Amen. And so it's real important for us to understand that the decree of the Lord and what we decree is not just based on what we want. Amen. And just so we can see what we want to pass, it has to be decreed according to what he has designed, according to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. According to his righteous precepts and judgments. And he gave me this message when he said that I am Lord of the rings. Glory be to God. I am Lord of the rings. And one thing that I so love about rings and being a woman and a female is that they're beautiful. And the things about rings is that they represent covenant. Amen. Not only do they represent covenant, but they're beautiful because they have diamonds. but he said, I'm Lord of the Rings. And as I move in this message, I really want to just really expound on what that means in this hour, because he gave me several revelations about rings, interpretation of rings. And he said, not only does a ring signify covenant, but it represents authority. It's the thing that seals the covenant. Amen. When a man and woman enter into marriage, holy matrimony, they exchange rings. That ring that goes on the finger represents the covenant. Amen. And it's no mistake that it's round. Amen. Because he said that rings also represent the realms of the spirit, which are which we go from glory to glory, which goes into a circular motion, amen. Because each realm goes higher and higher, and that circular motion takes us higher and higher. And he said that circulation that takes us to higher realms and new realms is also representative of our faith. Amen. And those rings represent entering into a covenant by faith. Amen. That means no matter what comes, even though you might not know what's going to be ahead in that marriage or that union or that covenant, you can have faith in knowing that you have an answer for it. Amen. But today, I'm going to be ministering from the book of Esther, because he gave me Christ, the Lord of the Rings. And he said that this is now the hour of the desolation of Haman's house. And I tell you, he's avenging us of our adversaries. And he gave me that because he was sharing with me about how Haman plotted against the Jews. Amen. And this passage of scripture, and this book is really poignant right now, because it speaks of the king. It speaks of the bride. It speaks of Esther being chosen, as I am, as you are, as his chosen children of Israel. It speaks to a leadership, amen, directly to leadership. And the thing that's really dangerous about being in leadership and given a place of leadership, it's not honoring the order. Amen. And that's the thing that got Haman in trouble. He stepped outside of his bounds. And that's why I wanted to bring this broadcast to you by way of Knights of Christ, because it speaks of God's paternal order. And we have to follow the script, the word. Amen. We're not above God. And that's what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Amen. He got kicked out because he got beside himself. Amen. And that's what was happening with his minions. And that's why we have illegitimate and bastards and those who can't be chastised, and that's why we see things happening by way of civil disobedience and civil disorder, and anything that that has been kicked out or fallen, amen, is it's a Beelzebub. Amen. That's why Jesus called Satan and referred him to as a Beelzebub, because those who are illegitimate, those who operate out of outside of the will of God, outside of the law, become Beelzebubs. And what is a Beelzebub? It's anything that's an irritant, anything that is not in divine order. Amen. And so Haman, in his what? Pride. In his pride, became angry because someone else, Mordecai, would not bow down and worship him. So he wanted glory that was not due him. And again, this is what is happening in this very hour, and that's why God is really dealing with the spirit of pride in this hour, because you have people who want unjust recognition, amen, for the sake of just being in the flesh, amen, and wanted to take Mordecai and wanted him to diminish his position, amen, and diminish him as a man to get him to bow to him who is also a man. So I'm just praising and thanking God for what he's saying. And one of the things that he shared with me, I'm going to go to my notes real quick before I keep on track. One of the things he was saying to me was that that in order for him to continue to use us, amen, and to be needed, amen, because we all are needed for something. He said that in order for you to have need, amen, in order for you to continue to be needed, in order for me to need you or to use you, is according to what is still useful. Amen? Let me say that again. In order for God to continue to use you, what you have still useful. And when something is no longer useful because it's been spoiled, it's been compromised, when something is no longer supported by grace, because of pride, amen, such as pride, he said that I no longer will use it. And so Haman, in his pride, try to destroy a complete nation because of his pride. And so the Lord was giving me this because Queen Esther, hallelujah, who was given favor by the king, was put in a position to save the Jews. Amen. And what I so love about the first passage of this scripture is that it says, on the day that King Hazael gave the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther, and Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had disclosed what he was to her. And that's what the Lord was saying. He said that the voice of the bride and the bridegroom will be heard in thee. And in this time where God is really bringing forth a new dominion, a new leadership, there's a change of the guards, as we step into our new positions and take on new assignments, God is unveiling, hallelujah, who we really are, amen. He's unveiling what he's really doing, what he's doing to those who need to know it. And I shared that with you in the last message, a couple of messages ago, when I shared with you about Jesus, when he turned the water into wine, and how he, that was the first miracle he performed at the wedding, and why he was able to do so, because it was safe. And it goes on to say that the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken away from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai and Esther, amen, and set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And I tell you, this is the hour God is really avenging his sheep of his pasture. He's avenging us. He's righting the wrongs that's been done to us. And the thing that I so love about this passage of scripture, about the king who was able to see, hallelujah, by God's grace, by God's providence, because the word of God says that the heart of the king is in God's hands, and he turned it whatsoever he will. And if the Lord was not able to work with King Hezekiah, because again, he was that decree that went out, which was bogus, which was evil, had it not been intercepted, amen, had it not been canceled, amen, which basically was a contract to kill the Jews, had not the king who was righteous, amen, if the Lord had not been able to work with him, that would have came to pass. Hallelujah. So I really want to encourage you on today, and knowing that whatever the enemy has set up, whatever plots and plans have been legislated and spoken by the enemy, amen, by false prophets, God said those decrees are coming to naught. Amen. And he said, I'm the judge. I'm the righteous king. Amen. He's all-knowing and all-seeing. And we have to trust God, and not only trust, but act by fasting and prayer. Amen. And knowing that God will diligence and fight on our behalf if we let him. Amen. So he goes on to say that he took his ring away from Haman and gave it to Mordecai. And again, that's the same thing the Lord was saying to me, that how he's ripping the kingdom. He took the kingdom from those who were unfaithful, amen, and he's given it to other nations, amen. And you know, we have to start dealing with things, amen, in the sense of covenant, amen, because again, the ring that he took from Haman, amen, because he didn't keep his rightful position, he didn't keep his rightful place, amen, he lost it because of not only his anger, amen, but then his murderous anger, because that anger out of his pride turned to murder, amen. And it says that now you write to the Jews as you see fit, amen. So because the Lord intercepted that decree that was made by Haman, he canceled it, amen, because of the just king, amen, who did the research, who prayed through to see actually why this came about. Because, again, people will set decrees, people will set things in motion, and it'll be a lie, amen. And that's one of the things the Lord was saying to me about people who leaders who listen to different voices, amen. And it's a sad day when you have outsiders, people who are not saved, who have the ear of supposedly men and women of God, amen. And he said that's why a lot of things and injustice is happening in the church, is because many people have crossed boundaries, amen. Many people have gotten information and that they should not have had, and they're using it to make determinations, amen, about other people, which then what brings judgment, amen, and unfortunately false judgment. And so God is righting the wrong. God is righting the wrongs, because as believers, as leaders, representing the kingdom of heaven, we don't take sides. Amen. The word is the determining factor in whatever it is that God is doing in the earth realm. So back to what I was saying about the decree. The decree that was spoken by way of false prophecy, spoken curses, has been canceled. Hallelujah. And he gave Esther, hallelujah,
the authority to write a new decree. Amen. The old covenant, the law, the old way of what God is saying or doing has been counseled by the Ruha of God, by what he's doing now. Amen. And God is going to, is now even given that which belongs to his rightful owner. Amen. God is not unjust in giving us our rightful inheritance. And he told her to write the decree as he see fit and to what? Seal it. Hallelujah. Because again, in that time, rings, when they made decrees or wrote any letters, they sealed it with the ring. Amen. And when that letter was delivered, or that signet ring was stamped on what was prescribed, it could not be opened but by those who and to whom it was given. Amen. And I tell you, I'm still gonna be ministering on the seals. I haven't forgot about that. But this still goes in line to what he was saying about who's worthy to open the seals in Revelation. So God has really sealed some things because, again, we just came out of Yom Kippur. We just came out of where the books were open, and some things already been sealed for this year. Amen. God knows our beginning from our end. He already knows what we're going to do, and that's why it's so important that not to have your heart right. Amen. And that's why this month speaks on and talks about correct feelings. Amen. Not getting in your feelings about stuff when you don't have the proof. Amen, or the evidence on why it is. Amen, and even if something is the way it is. Amen, there's a reason for that. Amen. So he said, if your brother sinned against you, forgive him. Not just seven times, but 70 times seven. Amen. So we have to really be careful not to judge things before it's time or just take somebody else's word for something, especially when that word comes from somebody who's not even of God. Amen, who has nothing to do with the church. Amen, because again, Absalom, amen, Lucifer, Satan is a serpent. His job is to bring division, amen. So that's exactly what the Lord is saying. You prescribe, you speak, you frame your worlds according to what you speak. Amen, you should have what you say if you believe in that, not in your heart, hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to seal it. And so today, hallelujah, I've made the decree of God's holiness. I've made the decree of God's righteousness over my life. I've made the decree that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment is condemned, for my righteousness is for me. I've decreed and declared that his righteousness, anything that's misaligned, anything that's written and prescribed against my life, my future, my destiny is being counseled right now. Anything that's been spoken against your life, anything that's been spoken against your life, your family is being brought to naught now. Hallelujah. God said, I'm decreeing, I've made the decree that any allegiance and alliance that's been made against your covenant with me, amen, because you are my beloved, and I'm yours. And he said, the covenant that you've made with me by way of blood sacrifice, the covenant that you've made with me, hallelujah, by way of my word, by accepting my son, hallelujah. He said, that covenant shall last and stand forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And I want to continue and read this part because I really was praising God. I was really praising God for what he was saying about how the signet may not be revoked. Amen. God is the one that brings our decrees to pass. He said, I watch over my word to form it. Hallelujah. And it says that the king sealed it with the ring signet. He said, may not be revoked. Amen. And he goes on to say that that decree that went out to 127 provinces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded what David said, that his line has gone out. My line has gone out throughout the whole earth. Hallelujah. What I have spoken, what I have decreed before the throne of God, as I stand before his throne, as his handmaiden, as his ambassador, as the sheep of his pasture, hallelujah, as his prophetess, amen. He said, it's standing before me because I have decreed it, amen. I have told you to make the decree. And the thing that I so love about when that decree went out, that it was spoken, amen, it was received in every tongue, amen, that every province that it went to, every nation, amen, it was scribed according to their language. Hallelujah. So I want you to know God knows your language. God knows how to speak your language. God knows how to communicate with you. And that's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. That's why it's important to make sure that you're in sync, in line with him, in rhythm with him. That's why it's so important to be on your prophetic will calendar and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit on what he's saying to you in your church, in your house. And it's not going to line up with what somebody else says. Amen. It's for the line up with the word of God. Amen. The line up with the will of God, which we all should be on, amen, which is giving thanks and praise for who he is. Hallelujah. It goes on to say that the King Hazard sealed it, and he sent it by couriers on horses, riding on steeds by royal stud, amen. So how it was delivered, amen, how he's going to get the message out, it's going to be first class, amen. And I'm really excited about this because Jesus said, those that suffer with me will also what reign with me, hallelujah. And I tell you, nothing escapes God, nothing escapes God. And the thing that God did, hallelujah, in destroying Haman, him getting hung on this very gallows, hallelujah, Jesus, that he put up there for Mordecai, he got hung on. Not only did he get hung on, his whole family, amen, was killed, amen. So God doesn't play. God doesn't play. And I want to read a scripture, pass the scripture from you, Proverbs 8, because the Lord said that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and every evil way. He said, the forward mouth do I hate. Amen. He said, counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. He said, by me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Amen. He said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Hallelujah. So I really wanted to just declare that to you today, because the Lord is saying that is some things that's being spoiled. It's some things that's being unraveled, amen, that's been put in place to try to misalign us, disalign us with God. Hallelujah. Because this is what it's about. It's about being in right standing with him. Amen. For me, that's what it's about, being in the earth realm. That's what it's about for me, being alive in the earth realm, is pleasing the Lord. Amen. Anything that will come to separate me, hallelujah, anything that will come to separate you from the love of God is going to be destroyed, amen. And the word of God said, he that seeketh to destroy the house of God, the temple of God, him will God destroy. So I'm declaring the judgment of God, amen. I decree the judgment of God upon anything, amen, and anyone, amen, that will purpose and deliberately dishonor God's people, amen. And he told me that that anger is the root of it. Being angry with someone because they don't believe like you believe. And that anger turns into murdering or slander, amen, because you want the upper hand. You want the advantage, or you want what you doing to be seen and spoken, which is fine, man, but it's how you promote that, amen. And so the Lord avenged Mordecai, because Mordecai was a mentor. Not only was he family, but he was a mentor to Esther, amen? Because, again, Esther was given the role as queen, and because it was a new place, hallelujah, that she'd never walked in before, she needed that mentoring. She needed that guidance, and Mordecai was there. So I'm praising and thanking God for those who he's even sending to you to help you walk in your new reign, amen, the new grounds, amen, the new realms, amen, people you can trust, amen, with your stuff, amen, people that God was seeing like he gave Mary, Joseph, amen. Joseph was given to Mary, and the Lord told Joseph, be not afraid to take Mary, your wife, but what's conceived in her is the Holy Ghost, amen. You might not know all of what a person is walking into, amen, walking in, because you might not understand it, but if God said he is the one, she is the one, you can trust it, amen. And so the book of Esther is is truly a testament on how God can move, and he's working even in the midst of whatever's trying to work. Amen. God got it between that thing that Haman plotted, and because Esther prayed and did and received wise counsel, holy counsel, amen, and God canceled those contracts. He sure did. And I'm praising and thanking God he's doing it the same thing today. Yes, he is. He's doing it today. Even as I speak, this message really is really my message, because there's some things that's trying to work against my covenant, my prophetic destiny, my identity. And God is canceling it right now. Amen. And he said, I'm shutting the mouth and I'm cutting the tongue of Satan's serpent's tongue out. Amen. I'm cutting off his head. Amen. He says, by your seed. Amen. Your seed is the seed that's what bruised the head of Satan. Amen. And so I'm praying and thanking God that that today, that he's for us. Amen. Look, God is not mad at us. God is not mad at you. Once we accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, amen, we appeased God. I appeased his anger with me. Amen. And the word of God says this, therefore now no condemnation, none, to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but in the spirit. Amen. And so, I'm praising and thanking God that he knows, again, all things. Amen. And when it appears that we're being falsely persecuted and judged, even some, Jesus said, will persecute you falsely for my name's sake. That means there will be some in the body of Christ, some who profess Christ, that will persecute you in his name. He said some will even put you out of the synagogue and think they do a God a service. Even those people, God said, I got you. Amen. Because you are mine. You are my disciple. And so that's the thing you need to behold today as the knights of Christ. Amen. And as you go forward, my brothers, in fulfilling what God has called you to do, and make sure that you're receiving his orders, his holy orders. Amen. And as I often say, you know, being in the place of leadership or elevation, and being certainly the leader of your own life, because that's the only thing I can be, is the leader of my own life, is to make sure that I'm doing what he tells me to do in the order he tells me to do it. And to do it in excellence, amen, and do it with the right spirit, amen. So I really wanted to bring Knights of Christ, the paternal order, to you today, because God is really going to bring justification to those who were wronged. Amen. Your elevation is now. Your promotion is now. Amen. And decree and declare that God's favor is going to make it so. Amen. And as a woman, amen, I've never seen gender. Amen. So these Hamans, the Hamans that I've been dealing with, that tried to come against me as a ministry gift, amen, because you have some men in the body of Christ who still have that male chauvinist mentality, amen. And I've never said, "Whoa, it's niggas, I'm a woman," because I don't even see that in the spirit, because in the spirit there is no gender, but unfortunately it exists, amen. I want to encourage my sisters to know that you're God's beloved. You're favored. Amen. I'm favored. And nothing's going to stop this favor. Amen. And I'm receiving it. I want you to receive right now. Amen. Even the favor of man. Amen. I just celebrated the birthday, and I'm getting my footing in this new place that I'm in at my 5-0+1. I'm praising and thanking God that favor and my covenant is unveiling now. I mean, the things that I've been praying for, I'm seeing now it unfold. And it's unfolding because I've taken my rightful place. Amen. I'm going to say that again. I took my rightful place. Nobody gave it to me. I wasn't positioned by man. Amen. I was set up by God. Amen. And that's also what Psalms, Proverbs 8 says, that God sets up one, he put it down another. Amen. Well, that's another scripture, but it also says that in Proverbs 8, but I wanted to just share that with you. He's doing it. Amen. And he set us in the body as it pleased him. So I tell you, when we are in his will, we're living according to his will, He said he'll go before us and make the crooked way straight in the religious move, amen, and that easy and successful will be our way, amen. And I'm so thanking, praising God that he's speaking. He's speaking, and he's speaking in ways to me and to you according to his relationship with us. Amen. And I just pray that, you know, as you move into the things of God, as you fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ, as you connect with other leaderships, and if many of you, if you are under leadership, I pray that those relationships will be formed according to the Father's love, amen, according to the Lord who is our friend, amen, and know that you're important, your gift is important, and that nothing and no one determines your promotion but the Lord, amen. The Word of God says promotion coming not from the east nor from the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. So I'm declaring to every Haman, amen, brothers, kings, that has tried to block and stop your elevation, you now have taken their place. Hallelujah. Even in my queendom, amen, no one can take my place, amen. I'm, you know, that's the DNA that we have, amen. God made us unique. So when God does a thing, he takes he puts up one and set it down another. So promotion comes from the Lord, amen, and he chose you, he chose me, he's called you, he's called me for such a time as this, amen, to show forth his glorious praise, amen. So I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week. I will definitely be back for the end of the week to share more with you from Ephraim's offering. The fall harvest, glory be to God. And I pray that you receive your ring, amen. Your ring is coming, amen. And his seal of his loving kindness is upon you. Peace, blessings, and much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be afraid to come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Make your decree. Amen. He said, I'll bring it to pass. Amen. I will bring it to pass. Peace and love, blessings, and I will speak with you soon. Take care.